If you have your Bibles with you, if you'd like to, go ahead and turn to Exodus chapter 32. We'll be looking at the first six verses tonight for the invitation. As I prepared my study this week to do the invitation, I'm a big Google fan. I like to Google thoughts and things that are going through my mind. And I came across an article, the title of the article is Your Golden Calf Going to Keep You Out of Heaven? So it intrigued me to read a little further, and most of the points, I'll have to admit, I kind of stole them. But they were really good, and I wanted to share them with you tonight. If you would, reading in verse 32, let's begin with verse 1, chapter 32, verse 1. Now when the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, the people gathered together to Aaron and said to him, Come, make us gods that shall go before us, for as this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. And Aaron said to them, Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me. So all the people broke off the golden earrings which were in their ears, brought them to Aaron. And he received the gold from their hand, and he fashioned it with an engraving tool and made a molded calf. Then they said, This is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt. So when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made a proclamation and said, Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. Then they rose early on the next day, offered burnt offerings, and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat, drink, and they rose up to play. When I read this, I'd never really kind of put it in perspective to what the title was about. In verse 1, we see man's desire for instant gratification, man's impatience. We live in a very want it now society. I mean, I know myself, I switched internet providers just because the internet wasn't fast enough. You know, it took forever to download a video, it took forever to download anything, so we switched providers. And it kind of just, the last verse, we do not know what has become of this man. In this sentence alone, it shows you the loss of faith, how quickly we lose it, and how just, when things don't go according to our plan, and they've already just kind of just, you know, well, Moses is gone now. We don't know what's happened to him. Verse 2 through 4. Kind of goes into the desire of man to please individuals rather than pleasing God. It's evident in verses 2 through 4 that there was no desire to please what God had intended, but rather than what man, they wanted an instant gratification, an instant strive to please each other. And when we do this, what are we really accomplishing when we please someone else? Now, there's nothing wrong with helping out a friend, helping out especially a brother in Christ when they're in need. But that's not our sole purpose. Our sole purpose is the approval of God. It's not approval of man. And are we truly pleasing anyone when we do that? I know several times I went out of my way to help someone who, you know, I knew probably really didn't, I guess the better term is wouldn't appreciate it. And then I felt bad in the end for even doing it. But that's not my problem. That's their problem. But the point of this passage is we need to always strive to do what God's intended, not what man has intended. Scrolling on down to that verse 4. Then they said, This is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt. They had already put Moses aside. They'd already put God's plan and Jesus' plan aside. They wanted to be able to lay their eyes on something. They desired that physical or that fleshly presence. And I know myself, that's where we get a little frustrated today. We can't see faith. We lose sight of it. And we have to stay on the course, and it's in God's timing. It's not our timing. Continuing reading in verse 5. So when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made a proclamation and said, Tomorrow is a feast of the Lord. And in verse 6, then they rose early on the next day, offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat, drink, and rose up to play. We have to realize that when we put aside what God wants us to do, how does it change our life? We have to recognize that is an error in our way, that it changes our life for the worst. And they seemed to already forgot Moses and what he had done for them. And they had lost their faith. Our desire for fun, there's nothing wrong in the world with going out with good friends like we have here and having a good time, going out for a good meal, enjoying each other's company. But when that takes sole purpose of your everyday lifestyle, then you really need to reevaluate and find out what your purpose is here, and that's serving God. What is your golden calf? I know I have many things that hinder me a lot of times from studying, from preparing the way I need to prepare, and it also affects your relationship with God. So we need to be aware of those things. If you would, I've got two passages I'd like to read. 1 John 5, 20 through 21. The first passage is from the New King James Version. And we know that the Son of God has come and given us an understanding that we may know Him who is true. And we are in Him who is true, in His Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Verse 21, little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. I've got to doing some further reading recently, and I like to read the different passages from different versions of Bibles. And the one I came across that really kind of put it in perspective for me was from the Amplified Bible, the Classic Edition. In verse 20 it says, And we have seen and know positively that the Son of God has actually come to this world and has given us understanding and insight to perceive and to recognize and to come to know better and to come to know Him better, more clearly, Him who is true. And we are in Him who is true, in His Son Jesus Christ. This man is the true God, the life eternal. Little children, keep yourselves from idols and false gods, from anything and everything that would occupy the place in your heart due to God, for any sort of substitute for Him that would take first the place in your life. Amen. As we've read these couple of passages, I know several of these have applied to me, and if it applies to you, I hope we can change those in our life, because we need to. We need to always place God first in our life. And as I mentioned in the title, what is your golden calf? And tonight, I'd ask you, as we're about to sing, as Aaron leads us, if you have any of these issues in your life, make sure you change that, and don't let your golden calf keep you out of heaven. If you would, if we can help you anyway, please come as we stand and we sing.